Julie Raby is with us on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System. She's the director of the Boyle Area Chamber of Commerce. And we have an update for you. There will be fireworks on 4th of July. At least that's the plan as of now. Yeah. That's pretty exciting. And I know, of course, the Lake Fest, we were excited about that. Its inaugural run last year was awesome.
Yes.
Had a great time. And unfortunately, not able to do it this year because of everything going on in our world with COVID-19. But we at least still have the fireworks. And that's here what Julia is here to talk about today. So, Julia, welcome. And can I go ahead and shoot a few off right now to celebrate your your appearance here? Actually, I don't have any. I have sparklers left over. I think that's all I've got. You know, that doesn't get the 13-year-old kids in your family excited. Ooh, sparkler, yay. But tell us what you're working on here with the fireworks display.
Absolutely. Obviously, we've had just an upsetting year just with different with our schedules. You kind of just took your planner and threw it out the window. Up until recently, I know at my house we started getting our baseball schedules, and that made everybody really excited about games coming up in the future and just feeling some normalcy back into our routines. And so with that comes July 4th fireworks over Wakanda Lake. So we in this area have had this tradition for years and years, way before my time of being here. And we're so thankful that the chamber was able to help continue that tradition starting last year. So the Beloit Area Chamber is now the fundraising entity and helps with the just the organization of the fireworks at the lake. We have wonderful support from the Glen Elder State Park. We're so thankful to have an amazing state park right here in North Central Kansas. And they work together with us to make sure we have a wonderful display somewhere around the 4th of July. But this year we hit the money and it's on Saturday.
Yes.
July 4th is when the show will be. It'll be at dark. So if you guys have been outside lately or tried to put your kids to bed early, you realize the sun stays up really, really late. So I know for me, it always seems to take longer than you thought for the fireworks to start, but that's because it gets dark about 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, like truly dark. Mm-hmm. So we are saddened that we can't host Lake Fest once again through the Wakanda Cultural Association and the Wakanda Camping Club. They did an amazing job of pulling together people to have a dueling pianos concert, and we had food and a beer garden and games throughout the day done by Glen Elder State Park. They all did a wonderful job. But just due to the concerns and the cautions for this year, it's just going to be better that we not do that, the activities throughout the day. And so that will, the plan is to reconvene next year, 2021, with Lake Fest. But there is still a lot to do at the Glen Elder State Park, or obviously people are doing their own cookouts. The replica of the Wakanda Springs now has water in it. If you haven't been able to hike up there and see it, there's new signage explaining the history of Wakanda Springs. And that's pretty amazing if you don't know the story about how the reservoir was made and what all went into that over the last several hundred years. There's some great history and just great family activities. There's archery out there, fishing. Everybody's fishing right now, catching lots of good stuff. And our Glen Elder Marina is stocked with a lot of new things that you might want to go check out as well. So there's a lot to do, just family stuff, biking, camping. There's trails to walk throughout the day. But what we're excited about through the chamber is the fireworks. So we will be raising money locally. We've hit $7,000 of our $10,000 goal, which blows me away. Just so humbled by the giving community that we have. People are just so kind and thoughtful of the whole community at large needing this normalcy and knowing that this will be a light not only in the sky, but light in people's lives to celebrate as a community and as family. And we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And we hope the weather cooperates. That's always always a concern many times, whether it's a lot of wind or we have some rain or whatever. Is there a backup plan if we can't go on the July 4th?
We have not talked about the date.
So the answer is not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But we'll have them all. So we might as well try for another, like maybe Sunday. I'm not sure, but I'd have to ask. So I don't have a backup day.
Sure.
I I guess I just have hopeful, optimistic plans that
well,
it will
that's
be
okay.
a
that's
perfect
okay.
day.
That's okay. We'll try to order one up for all of that. And now you were telling me, I believe, that we have more of a localized shoot-off. You
yes.
want to explain that to the listeners?
Is Absolutely. That... we are really excited to have local guys getting certified to be shooters here in our area. We have three of the volunteer fire department that are learning and wanting to get trained on the certification. So they'll be helping with the show. And then also we have a local police officer who went through training, and all he needs is his final test that Topeka has been kind of shut down. So mm-hmm. that's been kind of a hurdle. But we're working with Rainbow Fireworks. They're in Inman, Kansas, a local group that are just amazing. And they've been helping for many years. And so they're kind of guiding us through this. But in order for us to have localized shooters is just going to be great for our community. So it's something that we're looking to invest in the show locally so that with our local shooting capabilities, also potentially getting more of the things that you need, you know, like the programs to shoot and things mm-hmm. like that, like I can't think of the digitalization mm-hmm. of it all. It's things that we could invest in here locally with our money that we raised through the fireworks so that we can continue to have a better and better show and potentially help other towns around us mm-hmm. to, if they want to have a show, like whether it's at their festival days or at some event that they're doing, we would have some guys here that could do the shooting for us.
Right, absolutely.
So, yeah. So we feel like that's a really good investment into this program because we want it to continue, you know, for years and years. And we've had wonderful relations with Rainbow Fireworks, and so they actually give classes to people who are interested in learning how to be shooters mm-hmm. and then help you get your training, and then you just take a test through the state of Kansas and get certified. And mm-hmm. so that's what we're working on.
Awesome. Julie Raby, the director of the Bullitt Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Fireworks display still on, scheduled for the 4th of July. It falls just right on that Saturday, and we'll be playing music as we've done in the past too. I know a lot of people kind of like that, yeah. And they can play it in their radios or off the car or their phone or whatever through our apps. So if people want to donate, support, sponsor, whatever they may want to do to help with this project, which is a big project.
Yes.
It's not that suddenly, magically, you go poof and all the fireworks are there and they're shot off. It takes a lot of work behind the scenes, as you alluded to there just a little moment ago. What could people do, or what do they need to do to help out if they want to?
Yes, that on our Facebook page, you will see there has been a lot of talk about this. We've been sharing our sponsor Saturday, kicking it off with our champion sponsors, which is Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the Ost family in honor of Kendall Ost, and Katy Country 94 have started us off with our champion sponsors. And we also have gold, silver, and bronze levels of sponsorship. That information is on BeloitChamber.com. You can go to the calendar of events, and on the 4th of July, you click on there, and there's an event that will outline how to give online. And so you can give directly through the website. It's a secured site that you can pay through credit card, or it'll tell you our address. You can mail a check into the chamber office, or you can call me at 738-2717, and we could talk about the best way to honor your donation. And we just take all the checks payable to the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, it's not a fundraising opportunity for us. It's actually just a community outreach. Mm-hmm. Whatever money comes in, we put that towards our fireworks, and we also have to raise money for the next year mm-hmm. To kind of keep that continuing the deposits and things like that. So your donations, I know this year has been unprecedented, and that's why we're not sending out letters. Normally we send out letters. We've decided not to do that this year. And we've also will be any sponsor from 2019 will be listed as a 2020 sponsor in honor of your giving hearts. And we know that even if this year is not a year you can give, that you have always given over and over. We have a wonderful list of donations and donors from years and years past. And mm-hmm. so your name will be listed for 2020. And but in that, we are still raising those final funds to make sure that we can have a really great display.
Awesome. Now, I know it's been a little bit frustrating, obviously, for you and anybody else when there's certain events that you're planning on. I mean, and then things have changed this year. It is unprecedented. So luckily, we still have the fireworks display to look forward to. We'll cross our fingers that all works out perfectly and everything else. We've talked about it. What about Mitchell County Strong? How do you know the numbers, how much money was raised to support everybody and all that? Because that was a great program that all three, you and Heather Hartman, Colleen Eberle, and so many people donated, helped out. I just wondered if you'd give us an update on that, if you'd be willing to.
Absolutely. That was just such an exciting program that we were just blown away with the outpouring of support from the community. In regards to, if you missed it, Mitchell County Strong is just a website, and it's still up, mitchellcountystrong.com, that we were able to come together with the Solomon Valley Community Foundation, Mitchell County, and then also economic development, and then myself and the Beloit Chamber, we came together and we put together a gift card program. So as people purchased gift cards from our local businesses, we were raising support for community relief, and we did that. The first push of that was through grocery assistance. So that's been extremely rewarding to be able to process applications for families in need due to layoffs from COVID or reduced hours from COVID-19. And we've been able to continue to support them through a gift card mailing that we've been able to do. But on the flip side, our local businesses have greatly benefited from that as well. And so up to date on our, on our website is it's $52,795 in gift card sales, which is amazing. Mm. I mean, when you think of the size of our county, I mean, that's in a, 6,000 person county is supporting local business and shopping local through their gift card sales. And that's just been amazing. So if you click on there, you can shop local, you can see all the different businesses. The only requirement was that you were a business within Mitchell County. Mm-hmm. So that was the request, and they filled out a quick application and were able to be listed on the site. There also was, so far has been over $28,000 raised in the disaster relief fund. And so that will go back into the community through the first, like being grocery assistance, which we can proudly say we've fulfilled every application that's come in. They're just due to need. Mm-hmm. It's not that high, it's not as high of a need as other nonprofits and our local governments and other things that will need, our schools will need support through this. So that will continue to be processed through the Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then finally, our auction, which we partnered with Hanson Auction Realty, and they helped us with an online, completely online auction for our local businesses, and over $52,000 in products and services was sold. And all of that money went back into the local economy.
Yeah.
And so that has just been amazing. So throughout that phase of closed stores, signs on the wall, so many like not downer things that we saw that were just disheartening. This Mitchell County Strong was a beacon of hope, and just to show that, like, with that gift card purchase, that store would be open, and that was what we really like to see, is that you as a chamber director, you never want to see stores closing.
Right.
That's definitely not the goal there. So to see that and to know it was for a short time, and praying that things were getting better, and now they are, and we're so thankful for that. So Mitchell County Strong is still up and going. We haven't set a complete end date on the gift card purchases. We have some potential ideas for the future of how to use this site to benefit our local businesses and community. And then also grocery applications are still, there's still a tab on there for you to apply for groceries assistance. Okay. So that's going to continue on for a little while as well. Mm-hmm. And then when we have an end date, we'll be publicizing that. So
it's a great program. Great. It was a great idea. Great program. And, highly encourage you, as always, to shop local if you can. And in this time, it's really important that you shop local, especially support those small business owners, ones that are just, they've pretty much put their necks out, and that's their livelihood. And It can be discouraging when you do see people that could get the same stuff locally that go out of town and take all that money out of town. For me, it's frustrating and discouraging. But on the bright side, we know that a lot of people do shop local, and we know the fact because of Mitchell County Strong that that is true. And so hopefully that wears off on even more people to where you can keep your business as much as you can local and support the people that you know, and then keep your tax money here so that we can keep things going in our small towns and our rural communities. It would be awesome if everybody could do that.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we let you go? July 4th. Fireworks.
Yes, fireworks. Yes, it's going to be awesome.
It's a month from tomorrow. Do you realize that?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
31 days or whatever it is.
It's flying by. Well, it's been amazing.
I'll put in a special order for excellent weather. How about, let's see. People are going to be on the lake. They're going to want to be warm. So about
no wind. I can tell you, being on the lake.
How about 86 with a little bit of a breeze throughout the day?
Yeah.
And
get
then at night,
away.
It'll be 74 with no wind. You like
wow.
that?
Wow. Yeah. That
yeah.
sounds like
right
a
about 10 o'clock.
Minnesota
yeah.
summer.
Sounds good to me. I've talked with some people like, what's your perfect temperature range? And people are different, you know? Everybody's different, as we find out. And Dusty and I yesterday, Dusty came in and I joked on the radio. I said, oh, well, it's going to be 90. So get ready for people complaining about how it's hot the first day it turns to 90.
Yeah.
And then, a few hours later, Dusty walked in. Man, it's hot out there. I'm like, come on, man. You're the first one to say that to me. I'm shaking my head. And I said, yeah. And he goes, listen, I don't mind warmer weather, but he said it needs to be around. And he goes, and we said it at the same time, like 65 to 75. Yep.
Wow.
Can deal with around 80. Perfect. That's the wheelhouse for us.
That is not warmer.
Okay.
I'm a Texas kid. So
you need it to be
85. 108 is like hot.
And then
they're thinking,
man,
this is getting hot.
No, I don't think 90 is that hot. But when you go from 60 or 70 to 90, it does feel hot. I grew up on the farm, did stuff outside in 100 degree weather. And I've always told people, you think 90's hot. Wait till we get to 100, 105 during the summer. But it is funny that, you know, you're looking at what's that perfect temperature? You could bottle up, because you were talking about weather, you know, bottling up the exact weather forecast for the 4th of July. What would be that temperature range? I don't know what it would be for you, but for me, the perfect temperature range would be 65 to probably around 80. I could go 85 if I had to. But
yeah, I would say 75.
Yeah, that's the number I like.
And
I
then
like
85.
That.
But it all depends on activity. So
right,
if you're going to be in the water.
If you're surfing, you need wind.
If you're going to be in the lake and it's the water temperature is in the high 60s, is not very fun.
No.
Yeah, it's all about what you're doing. If you're going to the zoo,
right,
you know, 75 is great.
Perfect.
You can walk around and not be hot. But yeah, I've up until living up north and realizing how in the summer, a lot of times you have to have a sweatshirt within arm's reach, you know, because as the night comes on and if you're going to watch fireworks, as a Texas kid, we never wore a sweatshirt watching fireworks.
You're wearing tank tops and sweating.
Yeah, we're like still sweating.
Right? Yeah, right.
And up here, and you know, Jason's from Minnesota, and then we lived in Iowa, and now in Kansas. I mean, it still gets cool. You got to have a sweater or something.
Right.
And so, yeah, I actually love that, but it's just so different. You know, what is hot and what is cold, and it's acclimation too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time we go through those 100 degree weeks, which are miserable, then 90 is going to feel cool.
Mm-hmm, right, right. We'll be begging for 90.
Yeah.
And we're complaining about 90 already.
Absolutely.
Julia, thanks for everything that you do. And we'll talk to you again closer to time. Remind people about the fireworks display this year. It falls right on the 4th of July. And once again, if you want to help out or support, you can do so. And they're available there at their website again, which is
BeloitChamber.com.
And also check them out on Facebook. Thank you,
Thank
Julia.
Thank you.
8:11 our time on a Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020.